Non, mais besoin de comprendre. Ça que t'es voyo. Moi, Pedro, si span couri, tout côté, ou ap couri nan Kaila. Combien de fois m'dzo, si span couri nan Kaila? La kounya là, jolou pété, ça que t'es voyo. Moi, j'ai besoin qu'on ait ça que t'es voyo. Parce que kounya là, si vous comprenez, m'ba gen temps pour mettre l'hôpital, et n'en est pas si te bite. You don't get on, poor thing. They beat your ass. Oh, you crying? I'm gonna give you a reason to cry. Saktevoyo means who sent you? Who sent you? Who sent you? Oh, you know what? We're gonna go on a wonderful voyage. Let's go on a trip. It's not already good that you took the plane. You're in on the destination. You wanna go on ventures.
Drive through Mexico.
Those
were dirt roads. That's why that shit was so bumpy.
Oh my God, they got guns. Oh my God. Yeah!
Please, what? No, Espanol, please.
Oh, wait. You're gonna go on an adventure? And that's how you sound when you speak Spanish?
Say it.
No. Tengo una pregunta para ti. That's your Spanish?
No evildoer. No crime in my car, please. No habla español. Un porquito burrito.
I could dabble in Spanish, and I would never go on adventures like that.
We're just vibing out here in Mexico.
Bruh, I really don't want to laugh, but... Shit! Sacrevo yo, mon cher!
And I just wish these guys were doing this in Africa and some Somalian pirates just rolled up on them and were like...
Why are you gay?
That would have been perfect. Hi, my name is Dr. Martin Sempa. You are going to eat the poopoo later on in Cancun. We are going to stop you. We are going to send you back to your country. For this is deviant, it is a sickness, and we do not want it in Mexico.
That's that. Like, I want to feel bad for you, but I really don't. That's your level of Spanish.
I'm going to need you to just slow it down with the victim blaming. I would like to understand the victim's experience. Yeah.
We're just.
How is this even possible?
Hey, man.
That you decide that, oh my God.
Basic tip, okay? Do not be driving any back roads in countries where you do not speak the language and there's high levels of danger. Most Mexicans...
Dude, like he was about to go on to say most Mexicans don't even go in those parts. And look, these men that were driving through Mexico were lucky that they didn't come across a fentanyl patch that could have literally killed them from fentanyl batchers cooking. Fentanyl patches literally kill within like 10 feet. No, what was it? I think it was like 10 yards. Excuse me. It kills 10 yards of acreage. And these dumb motherfuckers like decided like, hey, we're going to go through the backwoods of Mexico. So yeah, like I feel zero to no sympathy towards what the fuck happened to them. I mean, they weren't executed, just to give you a fucking heads up. But this is just to give you an understanding that, yeah, Mexico's a fucking shithole. So when anybody ever tells you, you know, how it's going and like how Mexico is and all this beautiful, yeah, you know what? It is beautiful, but there's patches of it that are beautiful. A lot of it is fucking just corrupt and filled with shit. And if you fucking, it's kind of like going into Gary, Indiana, or to Detroit, or to Chicago, or to fucking Los Angeles, the worst parts of, you know, Bushwick, you know what I'm saying, late at night, You're fucking yourself. Fucking, I don't know. I don't know. That's just who I am.